Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's good, y'all? What's up? What's up? All right, Wet Wednesday, some sexy music. I'm going to get it going. This one here at first, we got some Future. hey, no jokes aside, looking exotic. Wet Wednesday, pump day music. Let's go. Pump.
Girl, I'm just telling that you all I stop. I try my best to put my ego first. I need to start it. Keep it real, you look inside it. Nah. Three rings on my left, I feel like King James. And see the way we represent, they see the way we get it. You can't be never slipping. You gotta show you different. I came through and took all these bitches with me. Nigga, I get always faded. I can't get tipsy. I'm eating some Starbucks, wrestling the daily basis. I'm guilty. Let this champagne start pouring, drink it up to the empty. Got this VIP section burning like a chimney. We got an emphasis, nobody. We done bought the building. Let's go zip out Australia. We can go to Switzerland. We gotta show. Been a translator for it, they don't speak English. Sometimes when you speak from your soul, it sound like you sing. Hit it off a couple bands, girl, I hit it good. She looking like the baddest bitch in my video. I wanna take you out to Paris and buy you better clothes. I ain't better white fella, white fella, motor, white road. Really marvelous, really marvelous. It's a girl, love you, tell them that you all like stuff. I try my best to put my ego first. My ego. I need to start it. Keep it real, you look inside it. No. Gotta put a whole lot of cushion to my lungs. I put a whole lot of work and I just begun. And when that green money on the turf is fair cost. Gotta put that steel under my shirt and duck long. But the cops, she gon' ride just like my dog. Took till I put it on and let fall. Gorilla let it drag on the floor. I forgot to get the money and lay low. We take shots, freeze. I can bring the store to me. I'm getting trapped money, please. Bitch, I'm out they need. Rap Simmons, Rick Owens, count 200 G's. Cash out mad G's, bustin' down AP's. Handmade 101, Ricardo Tischke. Crystal diamonds on my sleeve, L-O-V-E. Change the whips about a week, yes, I do agree. Louis V, on my carry-on, yes, indeed. Have to pay for it tonight, it's charge a fee. Order the pizza at 1, we land tomorrow at 3. Taking strips, carry y'all for 7 days. Let's flick it up for my dogs in the cage. Hit you off a couple bands, girl, I hit it good. She looking like the baddest bitch in my video. I wanna take me out to Paris and buy you better clothes. White fella, white fella, white motor, white road. Really marvelous, really marvelous. It's a girl, love you, tell them that you all like stuff. I try my best to put my ego for my ego. I need to start it. Keep it real, you look inside it. No. I'ma keep it real with you. Looking inside it. No.
Wet Wednesday.
About to recount it now.
Up that music. DJ E Monster. Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. They say it's masturbation month, right? So what the hell we gonna do? They say it's masturbation month. What we gonna do? to I, Charles Wet Wet Wednesday Hump Day Music, Sexual Conversation with the Roar, and a little ooh-wee to it. So let me see here. Okay, I'm going to be talking about Masturbation Month. I got something new I want to talk to y'all about. It's like a Wi-Fi sexual type thing. We talked about it a little while back. See if anybody was paying attention, if anybody did the research. And I need some test dummies, crash dummies, smash dummies. That's what we're going to call y'all, our smash dummies. We need some smash dummies to tell us if some of this shit's working. Guy, I got one to tell y'all coming about up here in just a little bit. It's like robot sex. Yeah, like a T8, you know what I mean? Or you might get the T3. I don't know. But we're going to talk about it coming just a little bit. Wet, wet Wednesday. This is Guyana. This is, I wonder if I should play Kiss My Body. Or if I should play Be Here.
I want to be here. I told them we could do it twice like the remix. We could do it Monday until the weekend.
I haven't played this one in a while. We're going to go with this one. Guyana, Be His. Wet, Wet Wednesday Music.
I want to put you all over my schedule. You got me on lock like the federal. And you're so good for me like vegetables. You walk out and I don't know how to speak. My knees start buckling. My girls start chuckling. Everything about him impressing. Occupation and the way he dressing. I can't get enough of him. Every time he come around, all I wanna do is kiss him. Every time he come around, all I wanna do is sit him down. Tell him that I miss him. I don't know how you do it. Got a girl like me going through it. Got a girl like me trying to pursue it. Whatever it takes, I'ma do it. I fade though. All up in the club with all the bottles on your table. I swear you blew my ass away. Tornado. I'm so in love with you, but I don't know your name though. You hotter than volcano. Your chain look like a rainbow with all these different colors. I wanna kiss each other. Yeah, I can't believe we ain't meet yet. But I know one thing, I wanna be here.
I don't know his name, but I know. Every time he come around, all I wanna do is kiss him. Every time he come around, all I wanna do is sit him down. Tell him that I miss him. All my girls telling me I'm tripping. Every time he come around, all I wanna do is kiss him. Every time he come around, all I wanna do is sit him down. Tell him that I miss him. Miss him.
I don't know his name.
Wet, wet Wednesday. Hump Day Music. I got some more hot music for you guys. Looks like some of the monsters all rolled in. And we're going to do it like that. So until we get to that point, matter of fact, it's going to be right after this song. Die, get your little body parts ready. We're talking about Masturbation Month. I'm talking about some Wi-Fi type sex. I'm talking about I got some tricks. I mean, do you, like, when you masturbate, do you use toys? I mean, of course, you use toys with other people. I mean, when you please other people, do you use toys when you please yourself? So that's what I want to know. Do you use toys? That's my little piece today. Do you use toys? 563-999-3411. Fuck around, change yourself. Get it? This is You Change Me, Jamie Foxx. Hump Day Music. Wet, Wet Wednesday. DJ E. Monster. Wow. It's masturbation month, so that's what we're talking about tonight. Like I said, my little twist, so I want to know, you play with toys when you masturbate with yourself. I mean, you masturbate with toys, or you play with toys when you relieve other people. What about relieving yourself? Do you bring a toy into the room when you're relieving yourself? 563-999-3411. I want to hear some testimonies. Ain't no conversation like one with a testimony. But let's go over here and talk to Miss Unbelievable, one of my sponsors of the show tonight and one of the hosts. What's good, my mom? How you feeling on this hump day? You going to put your back in?
I'm feeling. Nah, I'm going to put that. Okay.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay.
In it. Y'all finish it up. How about that? Y'all finish that shit up. Ah!
window. To the wall.
To the wall.
Alright.
Yes.
So, yes, it's where I went.
How you doing?
Yeah, my bad for...
Yes.
I'm doing all right. I'm feeling better now. You know
okay.
what I mean? I got a new phone, and that's what
mm-hmm.
was with my delay tonight. Sorry, people. I try to do the shit where they got it now where you, to transfer the information, you should plug a cord to another phone, and it ran it. Now they got it.
Right.
With, it does some, yeah, you get what I'm saying? You stick your phone, make your phone
mm-hmm.
kick and shit, and then the transfer.
Yeah. Sync
I don't
up.
Know. All this technology. Yeah, see, that should just give me an old-fashioned ass SIM card. Understand
mm-hmm.
me? I
put
pay,
it in and you
push
done.
Push the button. Exactly. Extract one SIM card, put in the other phone, and all my information is where I need it. So, but
oh.
yeah, but we're gonna
well,
stop
they
going
was,
that's not sexy. That's...
You know what? It was busy for me, and I was like, oh, they just trying not to hear my inappropriateness tonight. That's all that was. I was like, but I'm getting through, because, see, I'm going to be nasty tonight. Stop playing. I got my drinks in it right here. My vodka and nothing. Let's go.
She got her Corona booty pack. She got her Corona booty pack. I'm getting mine.
Getting mine. Put your
so,
face
okay.
in it. I'm just saying.
So,
okay.
So tonight, we talking about masturbation, Mike. Because that's what you brought up.
yes.
So we talking about masturbation month, okay? Past
mm-hmm.
couple of weeks, if you haven't been listening, go back, check the archives. We've been giving y'all some tips. Our anonymous caller's been calling in and boom, blowing minds with some little extra stuff. What was it? Like something about some, you can read novels and stuff together. I never thought about nothing like that. That's some kinky shit. That's some real mind stimulation. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
More some other stuff that we talked about or that you brought up that people can do help them through this masturbation month during the quarantine.
We were talking about, you know, the hands-free method. We were talking about they can use fruit, they can use liquids, you know, they can try different things, men and women. And then, you know, we're trying to take the stigma away of the booty. You know, you wasn't down for it, but, you know, I was giving them information about the butt, you know, for the men and the women, you know, the stimulation on that. And what else are we talking about? The proper time to talk to your kids, which that was like probably a Thursday, but, you know, masturbation is something that had a stigma against it, and we were talking about the stigmas against it as well. And I love your topic about do you use, you know, toys. And I want to know, do you,
mm-hmm.
you know... are you comfortable being outdoors doing it?
Boom. Mind blown. You said outdoors doing it?
Outdoors doing it. Like, you know, when you're looking at somebody sexy, do you get to touching on your belt, you know, your chest? Do you get to, you know, squeezing your legs together, you know, to get that orgasm started? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you, like, when you're out in public, because it's not always, ladies, you don't always have to put your fingers inside you. You can squeeze them legs together, lift that pelvic up, and, you know, do some, you know, leg, thigh tightens, and you can get that way as well. I know y'all didn't know that, but I'm giving y'all some, you know, so when y'all seeing somebody and it's like, shit, or if your guy's working and you, you know, sneak up on him at the job and you're like, well, damn. And he was like, what's wrong with you? Just orgasm. He's like, I didn't touch you. Nah, but your work did. How you working did. You know, stuff like that.
Uh-huh. Wow. I didn't know y'all could do it like that.
Absolutely.
Boom. Okay. Okay. So, yes, mine was bringing toys into, you know, the room, even though you're by yourself. Do you bring toys into the room?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? In today's age, it's not like back in the day. You know, back in the 20s and 30s, you could just, it was just your hand and some lube. You need something to
mm-hmm.
slick.
Right,
your
right.
hand and something
mm-hmm.
slick. And then it grew into maybe
yeah,
a sock.
Yeah.
Now they got all kinds of shit. They got pocket pussies.
Absolutely.
They got this thing that's like a wire.
Vibrator.
I don't know what the hell to call it. I call it the T8. You dig? It's something basically where you and your mate, both you guys, got on like a sexual vibration toy. The man's got like a pussy type thing, and the lady's got like a penis type thing. You, one of y'all can be in one state, another state. Y'all can be in other rooms. Y'all can be at work, whatever, whatever. So say like when y'all want to do some frequency, do some real phone chat type shit, you can put these things on, have sex with the toy, and the other person feels the toy.
Can feel it.
That's right.
Yes.
So the stroke that you make, that's the stroke that they feel. So, if I want to, you bring toys, you know what I mean? Who knows? You might bring a puppet. I don't care. Put a puppet on your hands. It don't matter. Do you bring some type of toy, something to help stimulate you and get you going? That's what we're talking about right there.
Okay.
So, all right. Let's see. I'm trying to find, a sexy panty
dropper.
Well, I'm
going to just say, and I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to hail to the motherfucking yeah on that question, and then I'll do my testimony when we get back. Hail to the motherfucking yeah. Yeah.
You know it's real? Where people just add their cuss words in there for no reason? Hail to the motherfucking yeah. Wait, why?
Hail to the motherfucking yeah, right? Now... Excuse me, Lord. I was just giving my testimony. Hey.
Wow. Paul Anthony, Tanya Deona.
It's real.
Fire and desire. Wait.
We live, y'all. Let's get it.
Very nice. Remember what I used to say.
What I used to do, use and abuse them, taste the tears of things, then I kissed your lips and you made me live again. You turned on my fire, baby. Then you showed me what a love can do. Fire and desire, baby. Feel it coming through. And I thank you, baby. Oh, how I thank you, baby. You taught me so much and you showed me so much love and sensitivity. Remember when you used to?
Yeah.
Again, like I said before, that's one of those, yeah, that's one of them remakes. I usually don't like remakes too much, but they really did that one right there. Paul Anthony is an old guy from Full Force. For you old heads, yes, Paul Anthony, Big Lou. I forgot the other guy's name. Yes, so those guys are still active, him and Tanya Deona. Big shout out to Tanya Deona because she actually purchased some of our shirts here from Monsters Radio to support the show to help keep us going. So big love out to them. So let's see, Miss Unbelievable. Okay. So we're talking about, touched on one little piece of the basin. We did, it's masturbation month, so we're talking about a little bit on that. Things you could do to help you masturbate with yourself. It's the safest sex possible. Actually, yeah, the only other one is just not, no, because that's not sex if you're not having it. I'm going to say only safer way would be not to have it, right? But if you don't have it, then it's not having it. So how can that be considered safe sex? All right, so what else are we pushing? All right, I did little piece of that. Let's see. What was the other part you had on the masturbation for tonight?
Oh, do you masturbate outside? Outside.
There we go. Outside.
Are you comfortable outside? Boom. Yeah.
I'll be honest. Me personally, hell, I mean, just no. Shit, I'm scared of doing it. I'd be feeling some kind of way trying to. You hear me try to describe it? What happened was.
Yes.
You dig? Shit, I'd be self conscious trying to touch Your Majesty in private. Yeah, I mean, I'd be feeling. I had to build it up. So for me to take it outside just to be outside, shit, I'd be paranoid like a motherfucker. I'm just saying. You don't be paranoid? I be paranoid like a motherfucker standing next to the tree.
No.
Ooh,
well, that's
scared.
Because you guys
got to
whip it out.
You're like, no, I wasn't.
You guys
got to
whip it out. Or y'all can
came.
Just like, yeah, y'all can whip it out. Y'all have to whip it out. Us ladies, we can get orgasms different ways without having to always touch ourselves. But y'all got to, you know, y'all can rub it, you know. Y'all may get blue balls, but y'all can rub it. You know how we used to grind back in the day? You know, grind on each other with the clothes on.
Right. You want to hear something that's funny, though? You said y'all might get blue balls. You know that shit's a myth, right? Blue balls. Y'all used to fall for that shit all the time. Oh, you got to give me some, or I'm going to get blue balls. The fuck is blue balls? Who the fuck told, who convinced another motherfucker, your balls actually turn blue. Your balls turn blue.
They do.
You dead,
I've seen
bruh.
Some blue ones.
Blue balls.
Ooh, I am telling too much of my business, Tasha. You have to say my name on. You is telling too much of your business.
Okay, so what turned them blue?
I said my government name.
So,
I don't know if it was the lack of, it was the friction, but they was like blue. I was like, oh, that does exist. The balls, like the sacks, were actually like a dark blue.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like,
I'm a,
wow.
Okay. I'm gonna say maybe it's a condition when you get kicked, or you know, I don't know, maybe your testicle strings twist and turn into a knot. So if you got her trying to do your nuts like they do on the TV when she takes a cherry stick and turn it into a knot. I don't know.
Yeah. I would have to,
but back
I would
in
the have
day,
to like look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, they
yeah,
do, I don't
the
know
day,
if it's a blood,
like,
lack of blood.
You get it when you don't have no sex. Yeah. They say when
right,
you don't have
yeah,
sex.
Right. Yeah. I didn't believe that.
Be. You know.
I didn't believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Hell no. Mm-hmm.
But some girls did. I didn't believe that. You know, I was like, well, let's grind some more because that's all you getting. And the sad thing is, y'all, I don't even think that y'all even, like, jacked off when we was grinding on y'all. It was just like a hot sensation. But us girls, the more we grind, the better it got.
Shit, I hate grinding with you motherfuckers. It ain't. I'm bumping, grind, bump, bump, touch, touch. You're not giving me carpet burn on my pelvis. The fuck you mean? I used to hate that shit. My shit looked like George Jefferson head. It is got a half got half bald head down there. I got a George Jefferson. Like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I hated that shit. Shit for 45, 55 minutes. Just burn the hair right off my shit. Grinding.
Huh. And the sad thing is, you like, what are we doing? Like, we grind it, like, okay, take your clothes off. And then heaven forbid, we grind it, y'all put your hands on it. We're like, no, well, what the fuck? We've been grinding for about an hour. You know what?
Oh, man. Ooh, I'm not trying to talk about y'all children. I'm not doing it. Wednesday we supposed to be drinking. Y'all feel sexy. I'm not trying to talk about y'all children. But you heard what she just said? Some of y'all kids over there right now just giving it up. Ain't no 45 minutes don't touch me. They over there busting it wide open. Somebody looking in the other room right now. Like, where the fuck she or he at right now? What is he doing? Just like his dad, just like her mama, nasty little mother. Go ahead.
But the sad thing is, we used to get our orgasms. Did y'all, when we was doing all that, did y'all ever? I'm just, no.
Don't say y'all. I didn't hang out with that many people. You could say me. No, I did not. No, I did not.
I'm talking about the guys.
I did not.
Y'all don't not have y'all conversations?
No. No, men don't talk like y'all do. Y'all act like we do. We might say, oh, boy, she has some big titties. No, y'all be doing that shit. That's y'all be saying, oh, girl, he should be stroking. He was whining. I heard y'all talk before. I used to hang out with women. Just hang out. Come on. Like, you know, that's how I heard all the real stuff. How women be like, how do you know us so well? I'm not telling you how I know you. You're going to get in your feelings. I learned that. But I hang around women and they talk about things around me like I wasn't even there sometimes. Or sometimes they would hit me. Look, you ain't going to make it with that girl. You say you like her, but guess what? She's not going for that. She ain't said nothing, but she don't like that. You know what I mean? So I have like a little insight type thing going on over here. At least I like to believe. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole different world. Whole different world.
But yeah, so outside is different for a female, so we can do it outside all the time. Like, you know, because, you know, when we adjust our boobs, like, you know, we get a quick feel. You be like, oh, shit. And, you know, you go back again, you're like, shit. You know, like, seriously, like, women can get away with it. I think you men probably can't get away with it as much as we can because, you know, our clitoris is so close, so it's so sensitive. Like, it rub up against your jeans wrong. You be like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. Shit. Whoo-hoo. Yeah.
Now that I think about it, yeah, y'all do got a disadvantage. Y'all got fucking nipples to deal with. Y'all got motherfucking sensitive skin parts to deal with, like them little tickle zones. I think tickle zones turn into erotic zones.
Yep.
Yeah, and y'all got a motherfucking, clitoris. Y'all is at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised when the wind blow, y'all don't just rape us. I'm just saying, y'all got so many active little sensories.
I'm sorry. I think I did attack somebody one day.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Because usually, you know, in the summertime, there's no need for underclothes. You know what I'm saying? So, you was like, when the wind blow, you like, all right, come here. Come here for a second. Come here. Just lean over for a second. Just lift it up for it. Just lean in. Kind of like. And then you be like, why is you wet? The wind blew. Damn it, the wind blew. That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And you right here. And, you know, we make your head so much. And you right here. So, come on, let's get this done.
Right.
Go away to that park bench.
And as a matter of fact, I mean, I ain't trying to change the subject, and I'm just finding more things to talk about until somebody calls in and tells what they want to talk about. I seen a bullshit-ass post the other day. I even put on there, this is some fake-ass news. And it's coming off of what you just said right there. That's why I'm going to throw it out there. Ladies, y'all can call in and tell us if you've ever had a problem with it, 563-999-3411. It was a post that said, do you think men get offended? Do you think men get offended when women use us for sex? That's what it said. It said, but try to insinuate, like, as if we get offended when y'all use us for sex. Huh.
Only a sensitive brother would. I mean, who don't like to feel used, or if he don't have no self-esteem. But a real brother would be like, use me up till I am dry. Use me at any time. Call me, dial me up. I'll be waiting on this corner.
Oh,
damn that. I ain't never heard nobody say, no, don't use me. No, don't use me. Really? If someone said that, I'd be like, yo, pitch is over there. Going over there to the other side. I won't be mad.
Right. That saying that shit to men is the most romantic shit you can ever say to a man or let him know. That's better than fucking romantic dinner, flowers, concert, movie, ass, tits, and booty. You dig, head, tits, and booty. I'm just saying. Taking a break. LMA, you will be booed up. Let a man know you are using him.
Ooh.
Wet Wednesday. Quarantine day. To get booed up. It's Wednesday night while you're listening to some Monster US Radio podcast, sexual conversation, and R&B music with the roar. You know what? No, we're not going to do that. I would say y'all can call up and do some phone sex right here. The hell to the no. We're not doing that. No, we're going to have to charge $3.99 a minute. Get my money right. for all that to work. But okay, we bringing it back. No buttons intended. I think this is our third round. So, all right, what else are we putting down on it tonight?
I mean, we never did ask the question, you know, do you bring toys with you into the room? Do you? I know I said hell to the motherfucker, yeah, but do you? Like, do you bring pocket pussies with you in the room? Do you bring the lotion in the hand? Like, I know you're kind of shy with it, but do you bring toys with you?
No, I'm shy with it. I'll be scared. No, I'll be looking at the toy like, oh, I don't know you like that. Oh, we just met. I'm not feeling you. No. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just don't really know what's happening. It's from that era where men were just like, you know, I mean, we were cavemen, and that's how we seen everything. You know what I mean? You know, certain things we didn't do, we didn't cry, we didn't show love, you know, those type of things. That wasn't really what it was about being a man. Now that I'm a man, I realize that's not being a man. That's being a spoiled ass little boy. So you know, going through life, retraining myself on how to be a man. That's one of the sensitive parts right there. So yeah, man, I have to be honest, you know, it's informational for me. This one, talking about the toys and stuff, because, no, I have to say I never have used a toy or nothing like that. Really playing around. Shit, I didn't even experience nothing with somebody else like that until, you know, it wasn't, you know, till later in life. It wasn't the beginning, you know. I was like, toy, what the fuck? What the fuck? You got some real shit right here. What you need that toy for? Not realizing, you know what I mean? I was still a boy, not being a man.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's certain things that goes to actually pleasing someone, taking it to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are like, well, why would you do that? Well, I mean, to make something plain and short, I mean, to go down the petty road of it, in reality, your new job as the new boo, the new whatever, sexually, you want to totally dominate and destroy all the old thoughts of someone else. You better be putting it down so good in this relationship. They don't forgot about that old piece. Understand me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know. So, yeah. So, me with the toy, I consider it. You know what I mean? But by myself, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good thought, but I don't know.
All right.
How about
you? You know what? Yeah. I like the realistic ones more than the plastic and vibrator ones. The best ones to use is when you're in the shower. There's a suction cup, and you could just back up into that, or you know, let the water. You could do a duel with the water head and that. So like the shower, the tub is like the best time, you know, where you can use your toy, because you can get a double. You know, hit it from the back, hit it, you know, getting water on the front. You know, either way. And then, you know, in your room, you know, they got different speeds. They got like ticklers, they got like turns and twists and sizes. And I mean, I think they just got so much for the female. You see what I'm saying? Where you can have all different sizes from 4-inch to 12-inch to stallions. You could have like just fun, like, you can have vibrators, you can have ticklers, you can have all just different colors, like all different lubes, all different flavors, plastic, silicone. Like, you could just go in there and just have fun. Like, and sometimes you can have so much fun that you can forget about even ever wanting a partner. You'd be like, shit. You know, you go out to speed, you run fast, slow, You can make love to your damn self. But to me, that's just getting to know your body, like getting to know what you like. But if that person don't do it, that's where you got some problems. That's where the masturbation comes in, when you got some problems. When you please yourself better than he please you, that's your problem. That's your problem, right? But you should know what you like.
Right. Never thought about that one. You don't want to go in too hard. Motherfucker can't come behind it. Boop. So, all right, hold on, let's take a moment. I believe this is anonymous. Let's double check and see. 612-250. You heard that in your ear. Who we got on the line? Hello.
That be your anonymous. Yes, that's me. And I called to talk to you, brother man, actually. I'm going to need you to use some toys. I'm going to need you to come out of that comfort zone of yours, because there are toys for singles, either male or female. There are toys you can use together, and it vibrates both of you, and you might even come even harder with that vibration. So I'm going to need you to reteach yourself to that
good
man
status.
So, I know years ago I had an ex that had a whole drawer of toys just for me. And we both
the guy had a whole drawer of toys for you.
Yes.
Huh.
So I'm gonna need you to step your game up, bro.
Yeah. Right. I need to do something. What's some of? Hold on, let me get my notepad before you get started. But I want you to tell me, what's some of them toys that he had waiting on you? And have you ever met somebody who was kind of shy on the whole toy type thing? And what did you do to kind of make them feel comfortable?
Oh yeah, I'd bring them and show them, be like, feel this. They'd be like, oh, that's what that is? Yeah, that's what that is. But yeah, as far as toys, there's lots of them. There's there's a ring. There's a single ring and there's a double ring. The single ring has a little hole in it for a vibrator, the wireless ones are great, but sometimes they get too slippery, so you kind of want to use the wire just, as a guide to, make sure it doesn't slip out and go in the wrong places and things. But when you put the ring on the man, it sits at the base of him, and then you just turn the little vibrator on for a minute. Turn it on low so he can get used to it. But once he feels that vibrator and he has that tight punani squeezed around him at the same time, oh, he's going to go nuts. I'm going to need you to try that.
Yes, go on.
Come on. Then there's the double ring.
Preach anonymous.
Then there's the
come
double
on.
Ring. The other ring goes around the ball sack. So that helps for you, if you have control, to even hold your orgasm longer.
Come on, anonymous.
In there, so that when you do have that orgasm, it's to that nth level. So there's lots of things you can try. There's a dick sucker. I can't remember the full name of it, but it's like a little silicone thing. You put some lube in, you put it on the dick, and depending on which one you get, it feels better than a blowjob. So there's lots of things that you can use and do for yourself. Like, you could use the ring and the dick sucker thing yourself. That could be your gift to yourself. So you can do it in private. You ain't got to let nobody know. You can be secretive. We can hook. I can find some people to hook you up with those things too, if you need.
Right. I might need a hookup. I need the homie discount.
It's one piece. It's one piece. It has two rings on it.
One,
so you can get a single
rings.
Ring or
okay.
you can get a double ring. It's all silicone.
Okay.
It's all soft. It's all nice feel and jelly and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yes. Y'all praise them. In the bedroom. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Never thought of it like that. Shit, putting on a cock ring, turn it on to number 7 and play with yourself. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
then.
Go for it.
We learned some shit tonight, boy. I tell you, learn some shit. I'm going to hurt myself trying this shit out for next week's testimony so I can come back. Tell y'all how this shit really go down. You know, we should be telling somebody, you got something, you know what I mean? You got a product, you got a business. You want us to test, I'll be your smash dummy. I'll tell you if your product actually work or not. Hit us up. Support at monsterradio.com or monsterusradio@gmail. We'll tell you where to send it. And we're going to give your product review. That's how we're going to do it. Yeah, so, yeah, we're going to leave it at that. Fuck around, I hurt myself. Fuck around with Anonymous. Okay, either that or I'm going to fucking heal my soul. One or the other. I'm going to hurt myself or I'm going to heal my soul.
It's going to bring you out even more.
Right. If it worked right, next week your ass would be hosting. let's see. What else do we had something else that was on that was sexy. The visuals in my mind, I'm just saying, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm gonna get it together. Let's see.
There are couples ones that, you know, that work very well. So if you're a couple, there is some wonderful couple. I remember I posted this drill on Facebook and on our page. So, like, there is strap-ons, there's drills, there's extenders, there is every possibility out there to add toys into your relationship. But like I said, you got to have a mentality where you're not going to let this toy outdo how you do. So if she moan a little different, that's because it's a different vibration. It's a different sensation. You got to stay strong with it, though. You can't get mad. You can't look at her like, you ain't never moan like that with me. You can't get mad like that. You ain't never scream like that with me. You got to hold your own. Like, you can't come back like, I'm about to make you scream like that. Nah. FYI, it's a different vibration. It's a different sensation. You can't match that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a double whammy for us. So.
Right.
Yeah. Heads up. And then, you know, same with you. When you pleasing yourself and you hitting that sensation, don't look to us in our mouth to do the same sensation that vibrator's doing, your penis, that you want my mouth to do. My mouth can do many things, but it can't vibrate. I mean, it may. But it can't do that, like that. With the cocks and all that.
But if you put the cock ring on and
in the mouth, you may enjoy that with the cock ring in the mouth. Cock ring over the mouth. Yes. All in responsibilities.
Right. So, we are almost at the end of the show. Quick reminder, don't forget about our sponsor, Sony Speaks at SonySpeaks.com. You can get the book. My author over here, Miss Unbelievable E to the K. Make sure you buy her book and merchandise when you make a purchase from her site, SonySpeaks.com. You support the show. That's how we bring it to you for free. Picasso painting. Looks like we're going to be opening back up for the painting season. So you got a deck, something like that. You're going to have a party. You're going to start having people come over. You don't want them to look at that chip paint. You want to come over and expect excellence when they come into your house. Get Picasso painting. We'll make your house look Picasso perfect. I just made that up. That was corny as hell. at least they managed to be on entertainment. So all right, next week, let's see, we got another week of masturbation week. I think we got another week.
I got one.
Maybe we'll start it in the next month. I got a good one. That's a wow factor. Something that's, it's fun, but it's real. Like men, how far will you go to please your woman? A lot of women go through a lot of things to please a man. And some of them even let you bring another girl into the relationship or into the bedroom. What are you willing to do to please her? You dig? Are you willing to put on a strap on if she asks you to? Fellas, yeah, that's right. I said it. Are you willing to put on a strap on if your lady asks you to? Yeah, I know some of y'all's like, boom. Wow, where the hell did this come from? That's right. That's what we're going to talk about, Wet, Wet Wednesday. We're going to take it all the way to the tip, to the edge. that's one we're going to talk about. Let's see, what else can we do for next week, though? What should we do for next week? Let people marinate.
Next week, is sex. What is it? Hold on. Oh, come on.
Sound like you got an idea.
I can't find it. Hold on. Oh, here we go.
All right.
Is intimacy. Is sex intimacy or just fun?
Is sex intimacy
or just fun?
Sorry. I almost coughed up and gave up the answer. We're going to find out next week. I think the answers are going to be generational. That's what I think the answers are. People call in from different generations. I think every generation is going to have something different to say. We're going to see what happens next week, next Wednesday. Wednesday night, if you missed the show, remember, you can always go back, check the archive, 24/7, 365. They're free. All we ask that you do is comment and share. That's right. In the link below, just comment and share. That's all we ask. It's the only fee. So that's our stimulation practice for the night during the quarantine on Hump Day. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Tomorrow's Comic Cafe. It's the only cafe with no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve. We're trying to keep you from getting 30 days. Don't beat nobody up. Don't put your hands on nobody. Call in and put them on blast. So, all right, anything else before we get up out of here, Miss Unbelievable? Unbelievable.
Who Solomon Speaks will be speaking tomorrow for Comic Cafe to help you woo side. Other than that, enjoy yourself all the way. Don't stop until you hear that. When you do.
All right, y'all, that's us. We up out of here, like we say, every night. If you don't do nothing else tonight, that's special.
Please yourself.
Wake up tomorrow. And
please yourself.
All Friday then. Y'all have a good night.
Hey.
I'm so excited. Ain't she? Can't finish. I just can't finish.
Nope. Cause you ain't finishing strong. Let me see you finish strong.